520, I'm Pat Garrett, WFIR and the Virginia State Burn Council remind you to start charcoal fires with the proper starters, not with gasoline. Don't fuel a fire after it has been lit because the flames could travel back to the can and explode. I want to know who the heck is rich enough to start their charcoal fires with gasoline. 24 with Pat Garrett. You know, warm weather's on the way. And today on Meet the Cook, CBS Radio food family member Peg Ron gives us a recipe for a cool, refreshing drink called Minted Orange Drink. Listen here for the ingredients on Meet the Cook with host Alan Ludden this morning at 9:25.
You pack?
960 WFIR, just what I needed you the most, Randy Van Warmer. It's 5:28 at WFIR. I'm Pat Garrett, and coming up after the news with Peter Veith, we'll hear the Hollies, we'll hear Dr. Hook and Thelma Houston, and maybe even one by the Beatles. I'll have the baseball scores and all kinds of good stuff for you, so stick around.
Join it.
Playlist. Good morning, 5:30 at WFIR, time for 96 News with Peter Veith.
Thank you, Pat, and good morning. Anti-nuclear...
on WFIR with Carrie Ann. It's 22 till 6. And last night in the ballparks in the American League, California 8, Milwaukee 5, Minnesota over Kansas City 7-6, Boston 6, Baltimore 2, Chicago beat Oakland 5-1, and Cleveland stuck it to Toronto 8-3. In the National League, San Francisco blanked Houston 3-0, Pittsburgh 6, New York 5, Atlanta 6, LA 3, Montreal and St. Louis tied up at 2-2, and after 10 innings, because of travel considerations, they called that one. And here's the one I can't believe. Philadelphia beat the Chicago Cubs 23-22 in 10 innings. And the Cubs are Mr. Howell's favorite baseball team. And he's going into fits of organic depression because he can't understand how his team could score 22 points in a single game and still lose. But send you sympathy cards in care of the station if you'd like. Pro hockey. In basketball, last night the Montreal Canadiens beat the Rangers 4-1, and that gives Montreal a 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. In the NBA, it was Seattle Supersonics 114, Phoenix Suns 110, and the Sonics won the best-of-seven 4-3 with that one. I'm interested in who's going to win tonight between the Bullets and the Spurs. But I don't have an inside source on this or anything. I kind of think the Bullets are going to pull it off. It's about time a really decent team come to the Washington area. What do you think about the Redskins letting all their old veterans go? Yeah, I think that's kind of funny, but it's kind of sad in a way, too, because without Billy Kilmer, Harvey Martin's not going to have anybody to sack this year. Dr. Hook, 18 minutes before 6 on 96 WFIR.
He's a real nowhere man.
6 minutes before 6 with Patrick W. Garrett here for a few more minutes. Ted Rogers at 6:06, and Ted has 162.96 in the 96 money jackpot. If Ted calls you this morning and asks you, you know what the amount is, be sure you tell him 162.96. Here's Thelma Houston. In a minute, we're going to have a really good song to give you. Cheaper Crude or No More Food by Bobby Butler. 96 WFIR, Thelma Houston, Saturday night, Sunday morning. It's ironical I play this because I'm getting off tonight, but I'm coming back Saturday night from 6 to midnight, and then Sunday morning my friend Mr. Howell will be here. And speaking of Mr. Howell, he'll be doing the all-night show tonight. So tonight at midnight, tune in for Rick Howell. Here's the song by Bobby Butler I was telling you about, okay?